Midler is taking a hit this afternoon. I love Bette Midler, but she went on Twitter and said, "Try breastfeeding," in all capital letters. "It's free and available on demand." That's what she posted on Twitter, responding to the shortage of
baby formula.
That, I couldn't think of the word. I was thinking Infamil, because that's in my head. So I have a dear friend whose seven-month-old grandchild is in a serious health crisis and being treated at Lurie's. That child needs formula. He's home now, but he's got another surgery coming up. So she had all of us. We were all looking for baby formula, and their brand was Infamil, I think. And so we were all hitting up stores. And that's really, you know, no, he cannot be breastfed right now. You know, he
needs... Especially if it's already too late.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know?
And he needs this product. So you can't just throw out a blanket statement and say every woman needs to breastfeed, because there are individual situations where it's not possible.
Which is absolutely true. I agree with you. And it's not something she should have said. But it's interesting how far we've come, progressed, but how reliant we are, too. My mom sent me a text today. I was raised on whole milk, Karo syrup, and a little water.
Wow.
And that was my formula.
I heard people talking about making it at home. And, you know, I adopted Liam. And so I cut the umbilical cord and, you know, I'm cleaning him up and I'm holding him and they go skin to skin. And sure enough, somebody from the La Leche League is at it, comes and goes, "You should start nursing." We're like, wait, I did not get birth with this baby.
Don't think that's going to happen.
This is too stressful right now. So there's all kinds of situations that prevent breastfeeding from happening. And when there is a shortage of baby formula, it's a stress. So we have Susan Urbanski on the phone. She's the program manager at Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes. I didn't even know we had a milk bank. So is it exactly as it sounds? You collect breast milk and then distribute it?
That's right. We collect breast milk from moms who have enough to spare, and we test it, we pasteurize it, and we test it again, and we get it back out primarily to hospitals. So like that friend of yours whose baby is at Lurie, we do provide milk to all of the local neonatal intensive care units, but then we also have milk available for babies at home. So I would encourage you to have that friend reach out to me, and we can see if we can help in that situation. But yes, we have donor human milk available for families in need.
And Susan, how long has this been going on?
We have been around as an organization since 2016, but the Human Milk Banking Association of North America has actually been in existence for over 35 years. And in that time, there are zero incidences of babies getting sick from donor milk.
Oh, my gosh. And so when we think of any kind of a bank, like a food bank, it's an enormous amount of food in that food bank. Like, how big is this facility? How much milk do you have on hand?
We're a relatively small facility because we're young, but we're actually growing out of our space. So that's a really good question.
Yeah.
At any given time, we have usually about 20,000 ounces of what we would call raw milk on hand. And we also have pasteurized milk. We have those finished goods ready to go out to the hospitals. And we try to keep at least about 5,000 ounces of that on hand at all times to make sure that we can meet the increased demand that we're seeing. Because I agree with you wholeheartedly. There's so many reasons that moms are not able to provide their own milk, or families, not even just moms.
Mm-hmm.
But families may not have access to maternal milk. So we are here to hopefully fill that gap for those families.
And I have to imagine that you are hearing from so many people that cannot get their hands on baby formula.
Sure. In particular, specialty formulas for kids with complex medical needs. There's lots of people right now that are reaching out that are just desperate and they're looking for answers. We want to be able to offer hope for those families.
And is it possible to make it yourself? I mean, people say they're Googling and trying to figure out how to make baby formula. And Steve was fed a mixture that...
Steve, you're lucky to be here. Let me put it that way.
No,
I'm going to strongly caution against trying to make your own formula at home. Ask your own medical provider, obviously, for advice. But generally speaking, that's typically not a safe option.
Well, you know, I'll take issue with that. I'm not recommending it. I'm not. Obviously, there are much more nutritious methods available now, but my point is that 60 years ago or 50 whatever years ago, when I was a baby, that's what moms did, and we made it, you know. Here we are.
Yeah.
I mean, in no way am I diminishing what moms are going through now, or dads. I don't mean to do that, but it's funny how we went with something was acceptable and now it's altogether not possible.
Oh, you want to talk about craziness? My mother's doctor, my pediatrician, told her to drink beer because it would help more milk come in.
Oh, I'm yeah, like, I heard that too. All
like,
the time.
What?
That myth is not even that old. You know, that myth has been around and is still circulating in some circles, but it is just that. It's a myth.
Yes. This is Susan Urbanski. Thank God she's the sensible one here about mother's milk and the shortage of baby formula. She is the manager of Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes. And Mike has a question for you. Mike, what's your question?
Hey, what's going on? You mentioned that when you get the mother's breast milk that you pasteurize it. Isn't that killing all of the good bacteria and probiotics that a mother's breast milk has to offer? And isn't it equivalent to buying milk at the store?
Yeah, that was something that was on my mind as well. So, Susan, what is that question or what is that answer? Does it kill all the nutrients when you pasteurize it?
Hello?
Hey, are you there? Susan got hung up on, and so we dialed her back real quick. Is this her or is this her assistant?
Oh, for Susan?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And where were you calling from?
We're live on WGN Radio right now.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Give me one moment. I will have her jump right back on.
Let me fill you in on what happened behind the scenes. I went to hit Mike's line, and of course, that hung up on Susan. And so the producers are so quick here, they immediately called her number back, but she thought she was still talking on the radio. So sorry to be so confusing. So Susan, does pasteurizing the milk take out all the nutrients? We'll get that answer for you. I promise. That's coming up within the next 5 minutes. Steve's got the news next, though, from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You want to cool off, come down to the lake. It is absolutely gorgeous in the city. What a way to kick off a weekend. It feels like summer. Everybody is flooding the streets, and the only thing we're missing is baby formula. Susan Urbanski is the program manager at Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes. I'm so sorry I hung up on you.
Okay, I'm back.
I went to take Mike's question, and he wanted to know about the lack of nutrients if you pasteurize the mother's milk.
Actually, pasteurized donor milk is heat-treated to destroy bacteria and viruses, but thankfully, a lot of those are retained after pasteurization. So mom's own milk is going to have 100% of those antibodies and oligosaccharides. Donor milk actually retains 100% of the oligosaccharides and about 70 to 80% of the antibodies, which is fantastic. Formula has 0% of both of those things. So it's a fantastic option for families.
And Susan, you've got to be getting a ton of calls because I think a lot of people were unaware that there's a mother's milk bank, and you're there not just to help out hospitals and moms, but who is your main customer? I don't even know that you'd call them a customer, more of a like a client, right?
Sure. Our main clients are the hospitals. So about 80% of the milk goes into the hospitals, whether it's the neonatal intensive care unit or the mother-baby unit. It's primarily for hospitals, but we do have about 20 to 25% of our milk available for families at home, families in need. We have maternal cancer patients who don't even have breasts, so how would they make their own milk?
Mm-hmm.
We have families who have adopted babies and families who have delivered via surrogate. We try to help as many families as possible. Sometimes it's short-term, just to be able to provide a little bit of a bridge until a mom's able to make her own milk. But for very many reasons, as we know, moms are, you know, sometimes just never going to be able to make that milk. And in those situations, even just a little bit of donor milk, even just one bottle a day, can provide those antibodies and immune factors that can't be replicated with the formula.
And for women who produce a lot of milk, who want to contribute, or maybe people want to inquire about what the Mother's Milk Bank is all about, where can they find you?
They can find us at www.milkbankwgl.org. We love our donors so much. We wouldn't exist without the generosity of our donors. So we just want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to the superhero moms that donate milk, because that's what makes this all possible.
Absolutely. And this cannot be just in our area. This has to be happening around the world.
It is. It's definitely. Milk banking is absolutely happening around the world. We serve Illinois and Wisconsin. So Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes specifically serves Illinois and Wisconsin. And then in North America, we have about 35 sister milk banks that serve the various areas in North America. And you can find your local milk bank if you're national by looking at Human Milk Banking Association of North America. It's kind of a mouthful. It's Himbana.org, HMBANA.org.
Okay. And just a quick message to those who are searching for baby formula, don't make your own.
Definitely don't make your own.
Yes. And, you know, I guess hang in there, reach out to you. Is there another organization that you would suggest they check in with if they're really searching for this?
I would definitely suggest they talk to their healthcare providers, see what sort of options they have in mind that might be appropriate specifically for their babies. WIC is always a fantastic resource for families. Find your local WIC agency. They can hopefully help you as well. And then if you are still lactating at all, even if you're struggling, reach out to a local lactation consultant. They're here and they want to help.
Thank you, Susan. And thanks for calling back. We appreciate it.
Yes, I'm glad we were able to connect again. Thanks so much, Lisa.
And so many, it is true because people are like, well, when my mom fed me in the 60s, I was fed evaporated milk and they just supplemented it with vitamins. But we've learned that might not be the best thing. 309 said my mom used whiskey in a bottle to cure colic. Oh, remember, Mary, they would just put it on their finger and rub it on the gums of a baby because they're teething?
Mm-hmm.
We've learned a lot since then.
And they would pass out.
Yeah. And Karen, what happened with your mom or when you were a baby?
Okay, I just wanted to say that I grew up with the milk and caraway syrup, too. But, no, my daughter, when she was born in Canada in 1979, literally they allowed... They actually brought in a beer for both the new mom and the new dad just right after birth just to calm people down. Now, we didn't get it day after day after day. I mean, literally, it was just at the beginning to calm you down a little bit as well as give you some liquids to help produce the milk. So it was just something that was...
Was it a Labatt's Blue?
Pardon?
Was it a Labatt's Blue?
You know what? It probably was. I mean, and I'm not even a beer drinker. Yet, the one thing that I must say, my daughter was born in Canada, but we were Americans.
Oh, okay.
She cost $8 because I had to pay for the phone that was in the room. So the healthcare system there paid for everything. And she was born on a Wednesday. I was not released from the hospital until Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, those were the days. That has changed now. You are in and out in no time. Thank you for listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We got to check in with Mary for weather and traffic.